So a few suggestions for setting up and practicing. This type of meditation is done laying down, which generally makes it much easier for someone who's new to meditation. It's also guided, which also makes it much easier for people who are new. Having said that, yoga nidra is a very powerful practice. With someone who is willing and in skillful hands, it has the ability to take us right to the end, right to the realization of our true nature. So don't assume that because it's easy or because you enjoy it, that it means that it's somehow a lesser practice. It is not. It is meditation, or at least it can be. So position yourself comfortably. Try and position yourself so that nothing is touching the soles of your feet or the palms of your hands. The head should be centered, chin tucked in slightly, eyes closed. Your arms could be by your sides or overhead, but again, palms up. Adjust yourself so there'll be no need to move during the practice. This is one very important quality that we want to bring: stillness. The other is alertness, awakeness. Again, spirituality is really about waking up. All the practices are designed to help with that process. They might be fun in their own right, but really the whole point is to wake up. So during this practice, there's going to be a tendency to fall asleep as you relax. What I'd like you to do is avoid falling asleep. There are a few things you can do to help with that. One is set the mental intention to remain awake. Many of us do not realize the power of intention. Even if it seems like it has no effect today, over time with repetition, intention, you could say, is your most powerful tool. If you find yourself falling asleep habitually during this practice, then I recommend bending the elbows and having the hands in the air. One or both. Then as you begin to fall asleep and doze off, your arms will relax and will actually wake you back up. This is a very effective method for those who are deep sleepers. Other than that, there's nothing to do. You relax, let go, and allow yourself to be guided. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. And as we exhale, we'll let out a gentle sigh. Then again, let's take a deep breath in and exhale as you let go a little more. And one more time, take a deep breath and exhale, let go completely. Now take awareness to the movement of your abdomen as you breathe. Feel the sensations. And begin to exaggerate this movement, deepening your breath. Do this without creating any sense of strain around breathing. Keep your breathing relaxed, but deep, soft, and silent. Now begin to add a very simple visualization. On the inhalation, see the breath in any form descending from the third eye between the eyebrows, down along the spine till it touches the tailbone. As you exhale, see the breath again in any form, rising from the tailbone, up along the spine, until it touches the third eye. Continue to breathe deeply and fully as you visualize this with every breath. Now, we'll add the non-vocal sound of so hum. As you inhale, say to yourself silently, so, as the breath moves from the third eye down to the tailbone, S-O, so. As you exhale, say to yourself silently, hum. H-U-M, hum, as the breath moves from the tailbone back to the third eye point. Now relax your effort. Allow breath to be natural. At this point, I'd like to invite you to work with a sankalpa or intention. If you do not have an intention and you'd like to create one, make sure that your statement is made in the first person present tense and uses only positive words. If you can't think of an intention, then simply relax and see if one does not arise spontaneously. If you have an intention, then repeat it to yourself silently 3 times now. Now turn awareness to the point between the eyebrows. Down to the pit of the throat. To the right shoulder. Elbow. Wrist. Thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, wrist, elbow, shoulder, pit of the throat, left shoulder, elbow, wrist, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, wrist, elbow, shoulder, pit of the throat, center of the chest, right side of the chest, center of the chest, left side, center of the chest, navel, center of the pubic bone, right hip, knee, ankle, big toe, second toe, middle toe, fourth toe, little toe, ankle, knee, hip, center of the pubic bone, left hip, left knee, ankle, big toe, second toe, middle toe, fourth toe, little toe, ankle, knee, hip, center of the pubic bone, navel, center of the chest, pit of the throat, point between the eyebrows, now relax completely into the awareness of your true nature, that which has always been present. that which has never left you. Now return awareness to your breath. It is time now to remember and to repeat your intention or sankalpa for the best effect. Use the exact same phrase and words that you did at the beginning. Again, repeat them to yourself 3 times. Now begin to deepen your breathing. Notice how movement, energy, and awareness very naturally return as you deepen your breath. Begin to move and stretch as you wake yourself up. And when you feel ready, come on up to seated. Let's just join our hands together at the heart center. Take our hands from the heart to the head and bow our heads to the heart. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for coming. I hope you enjoyed the practice. If you have any questions for me, let me know. A couple quick announcements. I've got a retreat coming up in November where we'll get to do much longer yoga nidra practices along with other things that we don't normally get to do at this studio. So if you're interested, grab a card. There's plenty of information on my website. And then also this weekend, I'll be teaching at a benefit called Dirty South Yoga Fest. And they benefit a group. There's usually more. Oh, there we go. Called Centering Youth. And Centering Youth helps bring yoga to underserviced communities, so people who can't afford yoga, so it's a very good cause. There are 2 components. You can go to the festival itself, that will help support, or you can bid on the online auction. And so they have some artwork, and by doing that, you can also support them. Okay? And again, you can pick up information on my website. Otherwise, stick around for flow if you can, or I'll see you next time. Thanks.